An Air Force B-1 bomber on a combat mission to Afghanistan crashed today in the Indian Ocean. The crew had reported engine trouble. All four crew members were rescued and reported that they were in good condition. This is the first fixed-wing aircraft lost during the Afghanistan campaign. The accident comes as U.S. warplanes continue their heavy bombing of the mountainous Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan, where forces loyal to Osama bin Laden are making their last stand. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan has so far been relatively free of accidents and casualties. Three helicopters have crashed, though Pentagon officials say none of those incidents was the result of hostile action, nor it appears was the B-1 crash today. The four crew members reported an in-flight emergency while on a bombing mission. After attempting to land at their base on the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, they gave up and had to bail out. The crew members were rescued at sea by a crew from a Navy destroyer, the USS Russell. Speaking later from the Russell, Captain William Steele, the B-1 pilot, would not say whether the plane was on its way to or returning from a bombing mission, only that it suddenly developed engine trouble.
We had multiple malfunctions. The aircraft was out of control, and we all had to eject.
Steele said the ejection itself was the most violent thing he'd ever experienced. All four crew members have cuts and bruises, he said, but otherwise are okay. U.S. officials say bombing missions, such as the one assigned to the B-1 crew today, are continuing without let-up in the Tora Bora region. U.S. forces are on the ground with the anti-Taliban groups there, accompanying them as they move against the remaining al-Qaeda fighters in the area. Some local commanders are saying they are driving the al-Qaeda forces higher and higher into the mountains. They're also reporting that discussions are underway with some al-Qaeda fighters over possible surrender terms. But Pentagon officials say reports from U.S. forces in Tora Bora suggest the fight there is far from over. The vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Peter Pace, says he does not believe the al-Qaeda fighters are now down to just one mountain.
We do know that where we have gotten to so far in support of the opposition forces on the ground as they work their way through the Tora Bora complex, we do know that as that force moves forward, they are encountering resistance. How much resistance they'll end up encountering throughout the entire length of that valley, which is several miles, I cannot tell you.
With the help of satellites and unmanned surveillance aircraft, U.S. forces are on the lookout for al-Qaeda troops who may be trying to flee to Pakistan. A journalist with the Christian Science Monitor reported today that a senior al-Qaeda operative who'd been with Osama bin Laden has told him that bin Laden escaped from the Tora Bora region about 10 days ago with the help of friendly local tribesmen. The Christian Science Monitor report, released on the newspaper website today, cited the al-Qaeda operative, Abu Jafar, as saying bin Laden sent his 19-year-old son back to Tora Bora after arriving in Pakistan. The son, according to the account, was to act on bin Laden's behalf back in Tora Bora. U.S. officials have not commented on the Monitor account, but General Pace today said there are many small trails over the mountains that provide escape routes from Tora Bora.
So it is certainly conceivable that groups of 2, 3, 15, 20 could, walking out of there, in fact, get out. What we are trying to do through our sensors and through our support of the opposition forces on the ground is to provide the support they need to be able to capture or kill as many of them as we can.
Pace and other Pentagon officials say several al-Qaeda fighters and some leaders have been killed by intense U.S. bombing of the Tora Bora complex over the past few days. So far, Pace says no al-Qaeda leaders or fighters are in U.S. custody. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.